97.1 FM Talk. And the big news today, watching it right now, the Mega Millions. 46, 35, 10, 9, 1, and your magic ball is 9. Cha-ching! 46, 35, 10, 9, 1, and your magic ball, your big yellow ball, is 9. I guess there's some other news going on. We have a new president of the United States, Barack Obama, President Barack Obama. So congratulations to him and his family. And, you know, this guy has been going all day. I think they woke up this morning at 6 o'clock, had to go to the White House for breakfast. Then they, did the whole swearing-in deal. And then they got to watch a parade. Then they got to meet with different people. Then they got to go to all these balls. It seems like a long-ass day. Like, too much scheduling for me. You have to be somewhere at every minute of every single hour today.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't seem worth it to me, man. Just doesn't seem worth it. But when he goes to bed tonight, and he's sleeping in the White House, right? And his wife is off putting the kids to sleep, or she's in the bathroom, you know, throwing on that nightie. He's got to be staring at the ceiling going, I'm a huge stud. I mean, look what I did. I'm a black guy sitting in here in the White House. That is a major, major stud. I mean, you know, whether you hate the guy, love the guy, have no feeling about the guy, whatever, you got to give him that. That is one big power move that this guy made. From being a one-term senator, African-American guy out of Illinois, going all the way to the White House and getting in those sheets, that big White House bed, and staring at that ceiling. Now, don't you think that Mrs. Obama has got to give up something tonight?
And her poo nanny.
There's no way that she can say, hey, it's been a long day. I got a headache. Maybe we'll hit it tomorrow. I think you got to break the White House in on the first night. But that is something else, man. I was watching most of that today. And there are three groups of people. All right. There's the people who absolutely adore President Obama. They have stickers on their car, and they've got meetings that they've gone to, and they've raised money, and they've campaigned, and they write each other letters, and they're part of news groups and chat lines and all kinds of stuff. They still call them chat lines or chat rooms, or I don't know. What do they call them nowadays?
Oh, no, you're right. Chat lines.
Chat lines.
Get your point, Dad.
All right, I'm getting there, baby. Please. Anyway, there's the group that absolutely adore him, think he's going to save the world, and, you know, are emotional today about the whole thing. Emotionally draining. Then there's the second group. I happen to be in the second group. The second group is made up of three different people. People who like Obama, people who don't care about politics or President Obama, and people that don't like Obama. That's the middle group. And most of us are in that group. And then there's the third group that absolutely hates President Obama. So there's the people who love him, the people that hate him, and then the group in the middle that don't really care. They like him, they don't like him, but it doesn't ruin their day and it doesn't make their day. You know, they just go about their business as usual. And I think I'm in that group. You know who's on the fringe of these two, of these three groups? Are the white people who stood at home today just beside themselves that a black guy is getting in the White House. And you know there are a lot of people in the South, I think especially the South, where this really touched a nerve. And then there's the group, the opposite group, that flew to Washington, D.C. to sit in 15-degree weather for 5 minutes of seeing Barack Obama become president of the United States. And then these people that throw on a tuxedo are even bigger lunatics. And they go to these balls. And you get to one of these balls, you got a tuxedo on, you have to wait, you have to be frisked, you got to go through metal detector. And you get in, and you have a drink, and some other guy's in a tuxedo, and he has a drink. And there's some women there, probably most of the people there are married, maybe there's some young single folks there, I don't know. And then you say to somebody, hey, that bomb was unbelievable, huh? Yeah, amazing. Just, I couldn't believe it. What a day. Now what do we do? We just sit here? We're going to stand here and hope he comes by? Okay. Where'd you get your tux? Yeah. No, I own this one. From California. You? Oh, you live here in Washington, D.C. So, how's it going? It's going good? Yeah. Yeah, me too. What are you doing, one of these balls? Everybody there is just sitting in tuxedos and formal wear, just standing around. What are you, dancing all night? Oh, man. I just don't get it. I really don't. I think it's great that it happened, but I think the people on the fringe are the lunatics in this country. Everybody that flew there and stood in that 15-degree weather just to get a glimpse of maybe Barack Obama from about a mile away. And you can say you were there and it was great. And then the people sitting at home who can't believe this is all going on. You know, that they got a Democrat in there, Democrat House, Democrat Senate, Congress, and they're scared to death and they're paranoid that the world's going to come to an end. They see President Bush flying off and they think, well, the next thing that's going to happen is going to be a terrorist attack. And how is this guy going to handle it? Those are the two groups. So if you're in one of those groups, you're always more interesting than my group. Because, again, I'm in the middle group where I like Obama, but there are other groups, other people in this group that don't care and people that don't like Obama. They don't hate him. They just don't like him. They don't love him. And that's the middle group. And about 85% of Americans are stuck right there in the middle with me. But it's always more interesting to hear from the people who are on the fringes. And that's what's great about talk radio, because it brings the fringe groups into your home and into your car without having to be with them. You know what I mean? Like when you're driving down Hollywood Boulevard and you see a homeless guy with a megaphone. Yeah, you shut the radio off and you turn your window down. You know, you roll your window down just a little bit to hear what that guy's saying. And you want to keep your distance. You don't want that guy in the car with you, but you want to hear what he's saying. And he's full of crazy ideas. And, you know, for the two minutes at a stoplight at La Brea and, you know, Hollywood, you get to hear what that guy's saying, right? And he's spouting off, probably, you know, using Jesus Christ more than 100 times in a sentence.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like Ernie Anderson there. And that's an interesting minute or two of your day. And the nice thing about talk radio is those kind of lunatics can come into your car or into your home and you don't have to live with them. It's like driving down the street and listening to lunatics. In the warmth and the nice smell of your car or your home, we don't have to be with these people. All right, here are the phone numbers. Only the lunatics. The people who are absolutely in love with President Obama, think he might be a god from another planet, and the people who hate Obama, President Obama. Let's take calls just from the two fringe groups, and then the middle of us, the 85% of us can just sit there and listen to these lunatics. Here are the phone numbers. And again, please, I'm not using lunatic in a very negative way, but it's always fun to hear from lunatics. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, only people who have a strong opinion one way or another. Whether you're going to fly out to Washington to see all this happen and spend your life savings and cry and mope and cheer and lose your voice and get yourself all wet and horny because you saw Barack Obama.
Princess doesn't like that.
I know. Sorry. I was actually staring at Gina describing her for that one. But you are in that fringe group, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot this was a two-way window.
You're in that one of those groups.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan, you know, and I don't think he's the Messiah, and I don't think this is the
problem. Well, then you're not in that
group.
Then you're in my group.
But I am in love.
You're in love, but you're in I think you're in lust. I think you're young and in love.
I think
and again,
you're right.
The two groups of people who I excuse from the lunatic groups, the fringe people, are young people who have not been burned by a politician yet, and the old people who have nothing to do. They've got nothing to do. So, of course, they fly around. They see the Super Bowl. They go to the Grand Canyon. They go to the inauguration. They have nothing to do. They get in the camper. They get in the motor home, and they drive. And they go find something to do, so they have to sit there and eat in the house and talk to one another. So I excuse the very old and the very young. Now, the very young, and I used to be like a very young guy who's really into politics, but I got screwed by a politician, and I'm out. I'm out of the political game. I happen to be a Republican, but not so into it anymore. I got too beat up by this Schwarzenegger up in Sacramento. Lost a lot of faith in those Republicans. And so, anyway, so I got burned by a politician. And if you do get burned by a politician, you know what it's like. And you get out. Whether it's, you know, a mayor or a senator, a president, somebody effed you up. Somebody completely, you know, you've lost faith in all politicians, which is basically what I've done. All right, so if you're in the fringe groups, absolutely love Obama or absolutely hate Obama, all right? But please don't call us up if you're on the fence, all right? This is just the hour of lunatics. Let's talk to a Tony in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, so what group are you in?
I love Obama, but I just hate the system.
You hate the system. All right, then you're in my group and hanging up on you. Rod in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I am an Obama fanatic.
You can't stop, huh?
I mean,
good for you, though. At least you have a little passion. What time did you get up and start watching this thing today?
I've been up since 6.
Jesus Christ. And you sat there and watched and watched and watched, right?
I sat there and watched. I have the T-shirts. I have everything.
Wow. Did you get a tear in your eye?
You know what? It wasn't mostly, you know, I'm 39 years old. I grew up watching Obama. I grew up being almost, I would say not watching Obama, but almost being Obama. You know, I grew up in Virginia.
Right.
Learning totally different ways and moving to Los Angeles, learning new things. So I can kind of see where, you know, some people may not like Obama and say he's a different type of person because they're not used to different type of people.
Right.
They're used to the cookie cutter, you know, that we have so far.
Well,
because he brings a fresh breath to something in the country that we need, in a country of the time where we have nothing.
Right. Well, a lot of people in this country, they don't like change.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not my problem. That's their problem.
No, I'm just telling you that a lot of people in this country don't like change. They don't like the, you know, when their radio programs change. They don't like when, for instance, you know, over at KBC when Larry Elder left KBC. That Fs a lot of people up. You know, every day you get in your car and you get into a routine, and then all of a sudden your routine changes and people don't like it. Like, for instance, I go every day to Robex and get, you know, get a juice and like, you know, the vitamins and crap in.
Thank you, point down.
I'm trying, baby. And I went there today and they said the machine was broken. And I'm like, but this can't happen. I'm here every day. I'm in a routine. And when somebody Fs over your routine or, you know, introduces something different, a lot of people panic and say, I just can't handle change. It's a lot why a lot of people also stay in marriages. You know, because when you get out of a marriage, especially if you got kids, you hook up with somebody else and you realize about a year into that relationship, man, she's a lot like my ex-wife. And now I don't have my kids. Now I don't have half my money. And I have her boyfriend hanging out with my daughter or my son. That's why people stay. They don't like change. All right, let's talk to a Patrick in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I need your help on this one.
All right.
I have the faintest idea where I sit. I hate the fact that he's the president because he's black.
Oh,
not because he's black, but he's the president because he's black.
Oh,
not
I
on,
see. Okay.
Not on merit.
Right. And you think that's true? You think it's 100% true?
I think if he's a straight white man with those credentials, he's not even a senator.
All right, well.
I don't know. Look, and I'm going to name some Republican,
Are you a black guy or a white guy?
I like, J.C. Watts, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Are you a black guy, a white guy, or a Hispanic?
I've got the friends that are black, that kind of thing. But
Jesus Christ. I just love that phone system here.
All right.
We'll just blow through it.
Are you a black... Randy, please. I'm going to jump through that glass and strangle you. Hold on one second. When I'm trying to communicate with that a-hole, please don't play that crap over. Please, for God's sakes. All right. Back to Patrick. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
Now, you white guy, black guy, Hispanic? What are you?
A white guy.
Married to a Hispanic girl. Hispanic girl. Okay. And you think that he is solely there because he's black?
100%.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about that. I don't think that's true, though. I mean, I think you're right. He may have gotten some more support, or more support because he was black, but I think he also lost support because he was.
Yeah, okay. On that note, on the losing it, I have friends that I considered pretty far right with me that abandoned the Republican vote this year and went his way.
Right.
I've got no issues with it. He is obviously a very smart man, and I really think he'll do a decent job for the economy and for the military, because if you're a smart guy, you can figure that stuff out.
Right.
But he's on the complete opposite end of the spectrum as far as more personal issues, which is usually what divides Republicans and Democrats, kind of.
Well, I mean, if you're, watched the news or read the newspapers or whatever, there were basically two Democrats running this year.
Right.
I mean, John McCain is essentially, a Democrat.
Yeah, I'm with you. Arnold Schwarzenegger and McCain,
it's embarrassing.
What a bad taste.
It really is.
Can we get back to... Anyway, I'll let you go, but Matt, why don't you run? We need somebody old-time.
Yes.
Get us back to the way it was.
And by the way, when Tom Brokaw asks if I'm smoking the White House, the answer is going to be yes, sir.
Damn right. Please invite me.
Yeah, all right. Take care, man.
Have a good one.
All right, there he goes. All right, let's hear from the lunatic groups, the ones that are absolutely in love with Obama. And they've planned on this day for weeks. Maybe they went to a party. Maybe they went to a friend's house and watched it. They got into a chat room and sat there and looked at it and, emailing and texting people and getting all crazy. Taping this thing, buying the newspaper, getting a shirt. They're just absolutely in love with him. Or the group that hates him. The group that thinks that the United States is going in the toilet now because Obama's president. The group that thinks that we may be under attack by terrorists because Obama's president. The two fringe groups, not the middle. The middle are dull guys like me. You like Obama. You don't care about politics, or you don't like Obama. But you don't hate him. You don't love him. You just sit there. You go about your day and you notice it on TV and you look at that for 5 seconds and you go, do what you do.
Doesn't matter.
I know. It doesn't matter. Let's talk to a Paul in Valley Village on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
All right. How about you?
All right.
Big fan of the show.
Personally, I think, while
I kind of like Barack Obama, I really think that he is where he's at because he talks pretty, and that's it.
All right. So you think that the United States, again, or maybe for the first time, bought into style instead of substance?
Yeah, that's kind of what I think. I personally hope that, he will help people realize that, it's time to look within for your problems and, at your problems.
Right.
And more personal responsibility because, Lord knows that without that personal responsibility, our credit and mortgage
right.
But
he's also dealing with, he has an impossible chore in front of this guy, this President Obama, because he's dealing with 330 million addicts. 330 million addicted Americans. And I know some of you are saying, I'm not addicted to anything. Well, you are. Either you're addicted to drugs, cigarettes, drinking. Maybe you're a workaholic. You're addicted to work. You're addicted to that fast dollar. Maybe you're a gambler. Perhaps you're addicted to money and you want to make tons of money in the stock market. You can't make enough money. You get up early in the morning. You go to bed late at night. That's an addiction as well. And we're all addicted to money right now. This country is $1.5 trillion in debt. $1.5 trillion in debt. Most banks will cut you off when you write a check for $10 and you only have $9 in your account. For most people listening right now who don't have overdraft protection in their bank, you write a check for $10, you only have $9 in that account, and that check will bounce, and you are not going into debt even $1 with most of these banks. But this country is $1.5 trillion in debt, and I can't see a way out of it. I hope we can get out of it, but I just don't see the way out of it. So a lot of us, you know, you're addicted to maybe fast food. You're addicted to, you know, Coca-Cola. But a lot of us are addicted to that money. And that's why a lot of us are so depressed, because we saw, especially homeowners, you saw the value of your house shrink by 30, 40, maybe even some areas 50%. You know, a house that was worth $1 million is now worth $600,000. And that depresses you. Remember, everybody was on a high when prices of homes were going up $10,000 a month? Well, that high has been replaced by radical depression. So Barack Obama jumps into office in a country that's $1.5 trillion in debt, and everybody is depressed over the economy, whether it's a low-level depression or you're bedridden by it or you're suicidal because you've lost all your money in some kind of, you know, that Ponzi scheme, the pyramid scheme in New York. It's tough. This guy's got a hell of a job in front of him, and I hope he does well. Let's go to Jamal in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey,
Jamal,
dude.
From Long Beach.
Look at you.
You go, dog.
Yeah. I love Barack Obama.
All right. And what time did you get up and start celebrating today?
Oh, like right before the thing started.
Like 4 a.m.?
No, man. No, no. It started at 9 o'clock. That thing was on the TV, man.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. You took the oath.
Stupid man. Messed up that oath, man. Other man.
Yeah, I've never seen that oath so butchered.
Yeah, man, what's that all about? And what's up with this other car saying he got elected because he's black? Man, I vote for Barack Obama, man, because he was black. That, man, I didn't care what happened, man. We got a black man in office.
I know, but he says exactly what you just said. He thinks.
Yeah, man, I don't care what he say, man. Man, he could have told me to go and burn the place down. All I care is that after 900 years of this slavery, that finally now we got a black man in office. Woo!
Wait, how many years?
So, what did I say, man?
900?
I don't know, man. Have a lot of years of them slaves.
Okay. All right, buddy. Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah, brother. Woo!
Take care of yourself, dude.
All right.
There he goes. Jamal, totally in love with him. Christina in Harbor City, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, pretty good. Were you just speaking to Jesse Jackson?
No, his name is Jamal.
Okay, so I'm not racist. I'm Mexican myself, and I have a white girlfriend.
Right.
And, okay, I voted for Obama personally, but you know how many people cut me off with that Obama sticker that are black people? That sucks so bad, and they're so rude now. It's not even funny how rude they are. And you know what I'm doing right now? I'm actually rolling a joint on a Obama magazine. Actually, yeah, like he's on a front page with Martin Luther King. Like, how great is he that he has to be on the front page with Dr. Martin Luther King? I mean, Martin Luther King actually did something good. Like, how do we know that he actually did something good for us? Or how do we know he's going to do something good for us?
Well, I guess we just hope he does, you know.
You know, so it's just crazy. But
Christine, you got to give the guy, I mean, you know, forget the people that voted for him and people are cutting you off. You know, there's probably a lot of people cutting you off with, you know, no sticker on their car either, and you don't know who they vote for. But you got to give the guy credit that he, you know, he came from a busted up household where, you know, he didn't know his dad really well, just lived with a single mom. The single mom sent him off to live with the grandparents for a while, and he had a really tough childhood. And he's a black guy with a tough childhood and he becomes the president of the United States. I mean, you got to give him some credit for that.
Yeah, that's true. But that still, like, has no reason for, like, a lot of people being really rude about it. Like, they're so pumped up because of this. Like, it's, like, so not cool, like, how these people are acting, you know?
Right. Okay. All right. We'll note that. Thanks, Christina.
Enjoy that
joint, by the way.
Oh.
What kind of weed are you smoking?
Some Bomb Kush.
Wow. All right. Randy will be over tonight to help you finish.
Bomb Kush is awesome.
All right, take care. All right, if you love Obama or hate Obama, We're not taking calls from the majority of the people who are like me, who are in that small, not in the small, but in the majority of the people. The majority of the people in this country are in the group that I'm in, where you either like Obama, you don't care about politics, or you don't like Obama. But the fringe groups are always more interesting to talk to. The people who just love him and the people who absolutely hate him. Let's talk to Terry in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How are you doing there?
All right. What group are you in?
I love Obama.
You love him, huh?
Yeah.
And did you celebrate with anybody? Did you go to a party or anything?
No, we just sat around the house at 4 o'clock this morning looking at CNN.
Yeah, I noticed it came on at 4. I went to bed last night at 4:30, and they already had started the coverage.
Yeah, I was watching. I watched the whole primary, the debate and everything. And what people don't understand, the man is very intelligent. And it's time to have intelligence when you have somebody like Bush in there for 8 years that blew smoke up out behind all the time.
Well, yeah, when you say blew smoke up your behind, what is the one thing where you think he really effed up?
Look at the economy. He's in charge. He put the treasurer. He was in charge. It was his watch, and yeah. It happened on his watch. So he's a Republican,
right? So, but because he's a Republican, that's why you hate him.
No, I don't hate him. It's just that he just wasn't confident. He didn't win the election from the get go, and they just put him in there because who he knew. And they want to say that they put Obama in there because he's black. They didn't put him in there because he was black. You got to remember the states that Obama won that got him elected, white people live there.
Right. All right. And how familiar are you with politics? You follow him pretty closely?
Yeah. You know what? I follow him pretty close. Yeah. I know about the Electoral College. I mean.
Right. But I don't know how. I mean, so you think George Bush is a smart guy?
You know what? He was smart enough to get elected twice.
I guess so. But only smart guys, I think, could really screw up the economy.
Well, you look at it like this.
Or really dumb guys, I guess, right?
Well, no. He had a surplus of money.
Right.
When Bill Clinton left office, he had a surplus. He did exactly what he wanted to do. He made executive orders, and he did what he wanted to do. He got us in a war, saying it was terrorists in Iraq when it wasn't. They had weapons of mass destruction. There wasn't. They didn't find anything over there. And now he's over there because they are insurgents and the Taliban is over there.
Right.
And they didn't go there until they killed Hussein. And that's when you got the terrorists over there. And I don't still believe that they're there.
What is the one thing you give them credit for?
Let me see. Leaving office. Leaving. Getting on Air Force One, flying to Texas, and waking up tomorrow without a job.
By the way, Air Force Two, I believe.
No, it wasn't even Air Force One. It's not even Air Force. It was just a plane.
It was just it was a Navy plane.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it was a helicopter that took him to Andrews, and then they flew him down to Dallas.
Yeah, they dropped him off with a parachute.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, Bubba. Well, congratulations. I hope you have 4 successful years with this guy.
I hope we have 8.
Or
I
8
hope
years.
The economy changed. Yeah,
so do I.
All for the better.
All right, man. You're a major stud. Thanks, Terry.
All right, thank you.
All right, there he goes. He's in the group where he absolutely loves Obama. If you love him or hate him, there's only 2 people we're talking to tonight. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, the group I'm in. Not so interesting because they don't care either way. You know, if McCain made it or if Obama made it, it doesn't really matter much to me. But there are people out there that absolutely adore this guy and absolutely hate him. Those are the 2 groups I'd like to hear from. 520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
That are made by you. 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And President Obama. You got to start saying that, gang. It's not President-elect. It's not Barack Obama. It's President Obama. And whether you like him or not, sort of got to honor the office, you know? And refer to him as President Obama for the next 4 or 8 years. And the tradition in my office at my house is I have a picture of the president up. And I had a picture of Clinton up for a little while. And only about 4 years or so, because I didn't...
Thank you, point dad.
I'm trying, Sophie, please. Started a tradition in my house where I keep the picture of the current president. And now this week, President Bush comes up and President Obama goes up on the wall. And he'll be there for 4 or 8 years. And my daughter absolutely recognizes, she's only 3 years old, and she absolutely recognizes the picture of Barack Obama, President Obama. And when he comes on TV show, he says, hey, look, it's Obama. It's Obama.
Jesus Christ.
Although occasionally we're in line in Target, and she says to the black guy in front of us, hey, it's Obama. I'm like, hey, baby, 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 please.
Dad, can I have some money?
Yeah, but you can't start calling everybody Obama here, darling. Please. I'm going to get my ass kicked. All right, let's talk to people who love or hate President Obama. Let's talk to Jay in West L.A. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about yourself?
All right. Big day for you, huh?
Oh, man. It was a beautiful day. It was surreal. You know what I mean?
Now, how old are you?
I am 38 years of age.
Do you have grandparents still alive?
My grandparents are still alive. And
did you have a chance to talk to them today?
We all hung out today and got together and watched the inauguration. And, you know, it brought tears to their eyes because it was something that they thought they would never see.
Yeah.
And for it to happen, it really touched them.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool, man. I'm glad your grandparents were alive to see that.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I just think it brings hope. It brings change. He's going to get it in and do big things. It's going to take a minute, you know, because there's so much to do. But
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. I mean, you know, it feels good to see everybody's so happy and the festations going on in the parade. But, I mean, come tomorrow morning, that guy has a lot of work.
Oh, no kidding, huh? You know, I got a prediction, by the way.
Tell me.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and predict that in the next 4 years,
okay,
he has an ass full of Mrs. O and gets divorced.
Nah.
Yeah, you just watch, man.
He's gonna, I'm gonna tell you something.
Then he's going to be rolling some decent tail through that White House.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? They're going to try and catch him, but he's too cool for that. Trust me. They've already been
I've seen that.
Him.
You know that put him that lower lip on that Mrs. Obama.
Okay.
And I know she's trouble, man. I know you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I mean he's able to hold it down. He's been holding it down. He's going to continue to hold it down.
Hey, how about this? How about if they get divorced and she wins custody of the kids and gets the house? Does he have to move out of the White House then?
He got to go. He got to go, you know.
He'll be in some, single apartment somewhere.
Yeah. It'll be a nice one, though, I'm sure.
All right. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself, Jane.
All right.
There
bless.
He goes. Yeah, that's got to be something else. I mean, for a lot of African-Americans who, you know, you got grandparents that are still alive. And to see the smiles and the tears on those guys, I'd like to have seen that. I'm sorry I missed, you know, that today. I'd like to have been in a house where, you know, there's 30 or 40 older black guys or African-American women or men sitting around watching that TV. I'd like to have seen that. All right. You absolutely love Obama or hate him. Shay and Corona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
You.
All right.
You know, the thing that upsets me the most is we're supposed to be the best of the best, this country.
Right.
We're supposed to be the brightest, the elite, the powerful, the strong, and these two guys are the best we had to offer.
Yeah, it does seem strange, doesn't it?
You know, he's a heck of a salesman. He can talk the pants off a teenager. I get that. But he scares me. I'm sorry. He scares me.
And what do you think's going to happen? Any predictions?
Well, he's definitely, there is not a person in that office that's going to turn this economy around in 8 years. It is not going to happen.
Yeah,
we have got to be realistic. It is not going to happen in 8 years. It will probably not happen in 12.
It will be tough.
It started back before, you know, and you can blame Bush all you want. He's an idiot, too, but it started before him. It takes years for this stuff to happen.
Yeah.
Our Your daughter is going to be paying for what's going on right now when she gets older, and that's
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know
true.
What? I have a bone to pick with people who say we're leaving the debt to our children and our grandchildren.
You don't think so?
Well, I think we are, but you know what? Let's get them off their asses and start working.
Oh, I agree with you.
You know, I mean, let's take a breather here and, you know, take a couple of moments here. This generation. My dad's generation, they worked their asses off. Then,
oh, yeah.
Then the next generation, which I'm in, you're in, Randy, Gina, we're sort of working, but we're not really working. Not like our parents did.
Yeah, but look at the kids right now.
I know. And then I hope it jumps a generation where the teenagers and the grandkids now have to start working.
I hope so. And I think the thing that scares me the most about what's going to happen is in his stimulus package. He's going to offer every stay-home mom an $8,000 write-off for their child. That scares me.
Well, that helps me.
your wife's married, honey.
Well, listen, you know, a divorce costs $1,000. She'll get $8,000, then we'll remarry. Please.
I'm pretty sure she's educated.
There's ways around it.
Yeah, I don't see you on welfare.
Oh, please. All right, Shay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right,
goodbye.
Take care of yourself. There she goes. You love Obama or you hate him? Jacob in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, I love him. But I know you're a Chris Rock fan. You seen the Kill the Messenger?
I'm sorry, the what?
Chris Rock special, Kill the Messenger.
Oh, yeah, that's a great special, man.
All right, you know what he says? He needs to kill Flavor Flav.
Right.
Today I seen a new song. I heard a new song. It's called My President's Black. It says, My President's Black. My Lambo's blue, and I'll be goddamned if my rims ain't too. What the hell is that?
That's classic.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
There he goes. You know, at least this group, this audience is great because they have a sense of humor about it. Whether they hate Obama or they love Obama, at least a lot of them, you know, have a great sense of humor. And I think that's what, you know, talk radio, and I hate to, you know, go off on a tangent here, but I think a lot of people listen to talk radio have a better sense of humor than people listen to music. All right. And when you run into somebody who listens to talk radio, they have an opinion, they got something to say, they've got a personality. And they all have either the ability to tell a joke, they know a joke, or they can laugh at one. And I think that's what's pretty attractive about this business. All right, let's talk to people who hate Obama or love Obama. All right, Dan in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. I just have to say that I'm leaning on the side of I'm kind of fed up with all the Obama fervor going on right now. I mean.
Well,
like,
I think that happens with every president, and, you know, it goes away in a week or so, and then we get down to work.
Yeah, and I hope we can. I mean, I'm tired of hearing about George Bush and how he was crappy, and you were saying we got to respect the presidency.
Right.
I mean, they respected George W. Bush for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. I don't know if you saw any of the ceremony today, but I was watching MSNBC. For about 5 minutes. And when President Bush came out, they actually booed him and started singing that song, you know, da 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 da, hey, hey, goodbye, which is really like a rude thing to do to a sitting president.
Yeah.
And then the people on MSNBC were saying, oh, no, no, the crowd shouldn't be doing this. The crowd should, oh, no, no, this is not a real classy move. But what the crowd was doing is reacting to 8 years of MSNBC. Where they're Hitlerizing the guy for 8 years, you know, calling him a war criminal, calling him a thief, a cheat, you know, a scumbag, a Hitler. And then, of course, the crowd's going to react like that.
Yeah, I mean, and then one of the first callers, he said he didn't care if the president was in because he was black. I mean, he was pretty much making that one dude's point, you know?
Yeah, but but you know what? There's a lot of reasons to vote for somebody, and I don't think that if somebody votes for somebody because they're black or because they're white is a bad thing. I mean, you know, it's your opinion, it's your vote.
Well, at least, you know, the one thing I can say that I can't agree on everybody with is I'm glad Hillary didn't win.
Yeah, I was actually in that group, too. Not a big fan of Hill Dog.
Not a big, no, she's...
We saw her flame out. As a matter of fact, I think I was the first guy to predict her flame out pretty early.
That's
on.
That's mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
I mean, she was pretty vile there. She turned out to kind of be... You know, not have the not be very professional.
Yeah, but you know what? She would have made it. She would have been president of the United States right now, if it wasn't for an unusual circumstance with John Edwards. You know, she split a lot of the early vote with John Edwards. If she had taken all those early votes and John Edwards wasn't in, and because he had had an affair and had a child, supposedly or allegedly, with another woman, and then it wasn't even allegedly after a while. He did. He admitted, you know, he's got a child and he's got, he screwed around on his wife who has terminal cancer. And so, and she knew, the wife knew about this other chick when he started to run for president of the United States. So if he wasn't in there, I think Hillary Clinton would have been president today.
Yeah, that's one of the perks of being a politician, though. Yeah. You know, you're like a star athlete almost.
Yeah, but I mean, eventually, though, like I got screwed by a politician, so I'm not really that into it anymore. And I think that what really did it for me was to see a guy like Schwarzenegger, who I absolutely supported and, gave a little money to and thought he was going to be a great governor. It turns out he's just like all the rest.
Yeah, you know, we're all...
Hey, listen, I'm about to... I don't know about you, if the state of California owes you any money on your state tax return, but they owe me probably this year between $3,500 and $4,000. They're going to send me an IOU. I'm not even going to get the money.
Yeah.
And what if I send an IOU to the city of Los Angeles for my property tax? Don't you think they would take my house from me?
They'd probably be pretty crazy about it, too.
Yeah, sons of bitches. All right, Danny, thanks for calling. All right, you hate Obama or you love Obama? The fringe groups are always more interesting than the middle-of-the-road gang. Teresa in, let's see. Actually, let's talk to a Steve in Monrovia. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, Conway?
All
How
right,
are you?
Where you fall here?
Finally, change has come to America. This guy is going to hold everybody accountable. All these politicians are now going to be held accountable. Bush never held anybody accountable. Why did Bear Stearns go under? Because nobody held them accountable. SEC Federation, why did they do all these malpractices with all these loans? Because nobody held them accountable. He's going to make these people answer to where this money goes.
I hope you're right, ma'am.
And he's going to put jobs up. This guy's a blue-collar worker. Look at Biden. He takes a train to work every day. He's not in some fancy limousine riding in the office every day. He takes the train in there.
Right.
These people are blue-collar workers. This is what America needs, blue-collar workers.
No, I mean, I wouldn't call
blue-collars.
I don't think Joe Biden's a blue-collar worker.
But they are. I mean, listen to what they say. They're about the American people. Bush, what they do? They send Ford and GM and all them go over to China and India and all them businesses that go over there.
It would be nice if President Obama could keep some of that, those businesses here.
He's going to bring these jobs back. Why is Toyota the number one car builder in America right now?
No, they build a decent car.
Because they build them here. American people build those cars.
Well, I'm not sure that's the reason they're number one.
They have four plants here. BMW's over here. All these companies are over here, and the American workers are building these cars.
I understand.
Ford and GM were so good.
I understand.
For so long, because the American workers, look, we just want to go to work, get an honest living for a hard day's work. That's it.
Well, also, Toyota pays their employees less than what GM and Ford do.
But they build them here.
Yeah,
with American workers.
They build some of them here with American workers, and some of them, in Canada.
Majority of them are here. The trucks are here, and the cars are here.
Right, but it's not why they're number one. I mean, they just happen to build a better product.
It's a better product because people buy them. Where do they build them at? Here in America.
I understand, but dude, listen to me. I'm telling you,
it's a better car because we make it.
But Toyota didn't become a better car because they started building them over here. Toyota were better cars, back when they were making them in Japan.
Toyota was number five on the list. It was always Ford and Chevy.
I know, I understand that, but your logic is, I think, wrong. I think that Toyota would have still been number one if they'd made all their cars over in Japan, because their philosophy is different than American car manufacturers. I think so, but I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. You might be right. Who knows? All right, let's talk to people who love Obama or absolutely hate him. Let's talk to Teresa in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
All right, where do you fall?
I am on the opposing side. I despise Obama.
And why is that?
For a couple of reasons. First, let me just say, I am not a Bush supporter, but the one thing, there was a caller previously who couldn't give him credit for one thing, and I will say the one credit I give him is that we have not had a terrorist attack on this soil since September 11th of 2001, and I think that's pretty big.
Right. Well, also, I think that, you know, that Bush and, you know, Bill Maher, who can't stand George Bush, and, you know, has made a career in the last 8 years going off on President Bush. He even said on The Tonight Show that there's never been a better friend in the history of the United States than George Bush was to Israel. I mean, Israel had the best friend they've had in the history of the United States over the last 8 years in George Bush.
That's probably true, but at the same time, Israel's not a terrorist state, nor are they threatening us, so I'd rather him be friends with Israel.
But when you say that Israel is not a terrorist state, if somebody were to call Israel a terrorist state, would you think that they were a lunatic?
No, I mean, that's kind of the ideal behind diversified opinions, especially all over the world.
Yeah, but Bill Moyers, or is it Moyer or Moyers? I think it's Moyers. Moyers. With PBS, he called Israel a terrorist state.
Well, I think that's a pretty large...
He says that Israel is doing the same thing that Hamas does.
No, and you know what? What goes on over there is so far removed from, I think, anything that we can even understand. We're so far on the outside.
Right.
That's been going on since before we were even an established country.
Oh, and it'll go on for 100 years after you and I are dead.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. You know? All right, but you're going to give this guy a break, though, right?
You know, it's hard.
Yeah, at least you hope he does well.
That's the thing is, you know, I'm an American and I want to see our country prosper. And so I hope for him to succeed. What I disagree with is that, you know, I think he ran on pure symbolism. We don't even have a concrete idea of what his economic plan is outside of the stimulus. You know, it was a symbol of hope and of change. And those words are repeated. And I think that people are able to project what they think is hope and what they think is change. And that's what was so far reaching. And
well,
so,
I
you
mean,
know,
to give
absolutely.
Him, but to give him some credit, he has laid out the main planks of his platform in, you know, in health and welfare. I'm not welfare, but universal health care for people. You know, the gays in the military. He's talked about, you know, spending billions of dollars on infrastructure. I mean, you know, there's some substance there. It's not just all, you know, change and hope.
Right, but there is also not the nuts and bolts of how are you going to make this happen. Everyone can create programs and spend money. But in the state that we're in, how are these programs really going to take shape?
Yeah, well, I hope they do. And by the way, the first thing I hope they fix is Wilshire Boulevard between Western and Highland. It's a disaster.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks for calling, babe.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, there she goes. Teresa, man. All right, we're going to take a small break here and come back with Gina Grad and the news. Gina, what's going on with the news?
Well, Martin Luther King predicts Obama's win, and Ashton Kutcher vows to do his part for America. Yes, we can talk about this and more after the break.
All right, yes, we can. President Obama. Get used to that, folks. Over the next 4 to 8 years, that's what you're going to be hearing. And also, we're going to have Dr. Reif come in, who is a... Let me see if I can remember this. Addictionologist. I like that term. He is a terrific guy. He's a psychiatrist. And he's going to be on with us as well. And maybe talk about the emotions of this President Obama. People are on highs or people are on lows. What you can do. Because I know a lot of people out there, for the first time ever that I can remember, very, very polarized in this country. There's a majority of the group that still, you know, either don't care, like him, or dislike him a little. But there are two fringe groups that are pretty big that absolutely love him or absolutely hate him. And the mood swings of those fringe groups are wild. You know, the depression that he's in there or the jubilation and it's turned your life around of the group that love him. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Dr. Reef is coming up next, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Adam Carolla, Ross Danny and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Get complete shows now at 97.1fmtalk.com.